On TikTok, slang lives and dies at lightning speed. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. The race to coin new words and phrases is on TikTok, and the attempts run the gamut. There's first-time cool syndrome.
When someone is first-time cool, that means that they have entered a social setting in which the playing field is level, okay?
There's the weekend effect, that disappointed feeling you get after wasting a weekend doing not a whole lot. There's this one.
Does anyone else just love a dinner and couch friend? Like, you just have dinner and then you sit on the couch.
Keeping track can feel like a wild goose chase, to use an expression credited to William Shakespeare, who introduced countless words and phrases to the English language. But unlike the bards, TikTok slang doesn't seem to have much staying power. Rebecca Jennings, senior correspondent for Vox, has been reporting on this trend bait, as she calls it, terms invented by content creators who seem like they're trying a little too hard. She explained what's driving it all.
It's sort of like indirect opposition to slang, which is sort of this word or term that spreads organically within particular groups. And then depending on what it is co-opted or appropriated by the mainstream. These are sort of a top-down thing where it's like one person really, really wants it to go viral. It's almost like a marketing term. And usually, historically, when people coin terms that spread, it's usually the province of like journalists or screenwriters, right? It's like Shakespeare coined a lot of terms, and friend zone comes from friends, I believe. And that's the way things used to work. But now in this era of social media, when we all kind of have to think like publishing companies or media companies, there's so much competition. And a lot of the times people are hoping that these terms will go viral, not necessarily for monetary reasons, but so that they can say that they did it, or that they can be seen as this authority or as someone who has the power to make something go viral, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, we recently had a former journalist, now venture capitalist, named Christina Farr on our show. And we had a very funny conversation about B2B marketing, that's like businesses catering to other businesses, and how the language that they use is like almost inscrutable sometimes. And I'm sort of like thinking, like, where does this all lead, this trend bait? Like, does it get to that point eventually where it just doesn't mean anything anymore, or it sounds like an AI wrote it?
Yeah, totally. And like that kind of jargon, it's like, I suppose it's useful if this is your literal job. Like if you are only talking to people that work in that field, and when you talk about like circling back and, you know, 1,000-foot views and like just like office culture jargon that I hate, I that does have some kind of utility. Whereas this is sort of like trying to make something happen just to say that they did. And I think that's part of why it's so annoying to people. A lot of these words predictably don't go anywhere. They end up in the sort of attention economy landfill. And so where we're at now is just like every week there's a new term or a new aesthetic or something that goes viral on TikTok, and it's only useful insofar as it can get more people attention. Because if they make a response video or a stitch or duet on TikTok, that can help them grow their audiences. But as soon as it's no longer viral, it's just tossed aside. So there's really very little value to most of these.
Well, let's circle back, if you will, to TikTok. How unique is this trend bait phenomenon to TikTok itself as a social media platform?
I think this stuff has always happened on any social platform, but I think that the difference about TikTok is that it is its ability to speed up the trend cycle more so than any other platform we've ever seen. Very few people go super viral on Instagram, and even if they do, it doesn't really spread to every corner of the app. Whereas on TikTok, if something goes super duper viral, and like it can be seen by millions and millions of people literally overnight. And those things happen much slower on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. TikTok literally is like just a pumping machine full of viral videos that are really, really big for a couple of days, and then they kind of are erased from the cultural memory. And that's why so much of culture now feels really sped up because of TikTok's influence.
We'll be right back.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Rebecca Jennings at Vox. So I am still, even in the Elon Musk era, stuck hanging out on Twitter. And I wonder if you can draw the comparison to TikTok for me, because there, and this has been the case for a really long time, you see subspaces where people from a shared culture or ethnicity, they have their own jokes, they have their own memes. I'm thinking Black Twitter, that's a great example of this, that make viral content. Is there a similar space on TikTok, or does it not really work in that same way?
Oh, yeah, 100%. There are totally like filter bubbles on TikTok for sure, because the algorithm is, as everybody knows, like it's personalized pretty much to whoever is viewing it. And so something could be really going viral on your corner of TikTok and then I won't see it. There's obviously some videos will get so viral that everyone sees them, but you know, that's for really, really big stuff. But it's all just part of this sort of constant churn of new stuff. And I think the reason why so many things get so big on TikTok is because A, like more people are using TikTok than Twitter, but also because like you're seeing someone's face. It's almost like you're FaceTiming with a friend. And so you really come to like have these parasocial relationships with someone and you're like, oh my God, yeah, I do feel like that.
Can you tell I'm over 40 and not really on TikTok yet?
I mean, stay off. It's probably for the best.
Like, please translate this for me. In fact, I wouldn't mind if you translated a couple of things
yeah.
for me. Okay, sure. Let's start with girl dinner and on fleek, or, you know, you pick your favorites. What are some terms that we're seeing on this, on TikTok?
Well, I think girl dinner is a really funny example because girl dinner started as a joke. You know, this creator was just sort of like, you know, like sometimes when my boyfriend's out of the house and I'll just like put together a plate of whatever's in the fridge and I call it girl dinner.
This is my meal. I call this girl dinner. Girl dinner. Girl dinner. Girl dinner. Girl dinner.
And then from there, it just completely took off. And I think, you know, it was part of this wave of stuff that was happening last year that was really feeding into this discourse of what girlhood and what womanhood was. And so it sort of played into that unintentionally. And then what happened after girl dinner went viral, though, is that all these other girls were trying to make like girl X go viral. So there was girl math, girl hobby. And that started all this other wave of discourse about like the gender essentialist nature of that. And meanwhile, this poor girl dinner girl was just like, I was just making a joke. but yeah, that's a big one. And a similar instance happened when last year there was this term that went viral called quiet luxury. And it was sort of this aesthetic of like wearing neutral colored basics in an attempt to look wealthy. And then as a joke, this comedian was like, okay, I'm going to start this new trend called loud budgeting. And I'm just going to make it very obvious that I am broke and everyone will know. And after that, you saw all these like TikTok creators who were either like financial experts or just like wannabe lifestyle influencers being like, okay, so this year we're into loud budgeting. And here are 5 tips to loud budget. And I was like, this is not a real thing that anyone is doing. So it's fascinating how language works there and how thirsty everyone is to get some attention.
That was Rebecca Jennings at Vox. We've linked to Rebecca's article. It's called Against Trendbait, and it's on our website, marketplacetech.org, as well as her thoughts on the incredible speed at which internet trends seem to live and die these days. Take Oxford's 2022 Word of the Year, Goblin Mode, when you just decide to be lazy or self-indulgent. Good example of a once popular phrase that you rarely hear anymore. We've also posted a link from the New York Times on TikTok creators coming up with substitutes for words that could get flagged as violating content moderation rules and cause the algorithm to delay posts. This new lexicon, yeah, there's a word for it. It is called AlgoSpeak. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.